from Marketplace. I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. 15 Asia-Pacific countries have signed a major China-backed trade deal. It excludes the United States. It's called the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. It forms the world's largest trading bloc, covering nearly a third of the global economy. China could be a winner here. Marketplace's Nova Sappho joins us now with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri. How are you?
Good. So 15 countries are in this deal. What do they get out of it?
Well, it's the T word, Sabri, lower tariffs over time. Analysts now say the deal overall will not make huge changes, in part because tariffs are already low between many of the participating countries, and also the deal is limited in scope. But the idea is that these countries, among them China, Australia, South Korea, Vietnam, would eventually stop taxing some of each other's exports to incentivize doing business across borders. For example, building products in factories in multiple countries. Now, the U.S. does this now with its trade deal with Mexico and Canada. The European Union does it too. This Asia-Pacific partnership would eclipse both of those alliances just with its sheer size. We're talking $26 trillion in economic output. It's the world's biggest trade agreement.
The U.S. is not in this deal. In fact, this deal was supposed to rival the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which the U.S. was at the center of before the Trump administration pulled out of it. So what does that mean? What does this deal achieve?
Well, it's the inverse of the TPP, and we now have China at the center here. It's the second largest economy in the world, the biggest one in this pact, and it will have outsized influence, potentially could see itself having a lot of influence with the countries involved and less reliance on trade with the U.S. down the road.
Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you.
You're welcome.